There appears to be no prospect as of now of a return to talks to resolve the beef crisis, with farming groups expected to focus efforts on convincing those blockading meat factories to lift their pickets and accept the deal on the table. Protests have plagued the sector for weeks, with farmers picketing the gates of meat producers in a dispute that's brought the Irish beef industry practically to a standstill. In the latest escalation, fresh legal threats have been issued against directors of the Beef Plan movement. In a moment, I'll speak to Mark McGowan, Managing Director of Scholarstown House Hotel, who says his industry in hospitality will be forced to source their produce across the border unless a resolution is quickly found. But first, I'm joined on the line by Angus Woods, Chairman of the IFA's National Livestock Committee, and Dermot O'Brien, spokesman with the Beef Plan Movement. Dermot O'Brien, to you first. Some of your colleagues in Beef Plan have been issued with fresh legal threats that you will be pursued for costs if fresh produce cannot leave the slain meats plant in County Meath. Now, how are your members responding to that?
I can tell you, Sean, that we feel very, very offended. This is a very sad development. The Beef Plan movement engaged in top the hours of talks at the weekend, where an agreement was arranged, an agreement was arrived at, and we support that agreement. If it's the best agreement that we could have achieved, and we agreed with Minister Creed that we would implement that agreement, and as part of that implementation process, we would go out onto picket lines. We were given permission to do so. The Minister requested it, that we would go out onto picket lines to speak to the protesters and advise them that this was a good agreement and we wanted them to stand down their protest. Now, we have done that in good faith. We want the agreement to succeed. But unfortunately, last night, a fresh legal threat was issued against the Beef Plan movement and its directors. This is totally and utterly unacceptable. There is no goodwill here being extended by one particular meat processor. It is not right. In my opinion, this is a tactic to break up the agreement, because this agreement is a win for farmers all around this country. It's a win. And we want that agreement to succeed, but maybe others do not. But to issue fresh legal threats against the Beef Plan movement is not the way to go here.
Can I ask you, Dermot? I mean, they have £500,000 worth of perishable produce that they can't shift, and that can't be left there forever.
Sean, as I understand it, most of the protests that have existed around the country, now, not that the Beef Plan movement has been at a picket line, we have not, but as we have learned over the last 48 hours, that many of these pickets are peaceful, and a lot of these meat processing plants, some of the management in these plants have voluntarily stood down production. Therefore, what happens in these situations is that no cattle go in and no meat goes out. So it's not in our interest to have this situation in place. We want the meat to come out of these plants, but farmers are very, very angry. And you know, it was very much a topic yesterday that, you know, farmers will accept the agreement, but they don't understand in many cases that a producer organisation is now approved for them to be able to collectively negotiate price with meat factories.
Yeah,
the base price.
Yeah,
the base price is an issue, Sean, for many farmers. It hasn't been part of the negotiation, okay, because we weren't allowed to discuss price. We were prevented from doing so. But now, to a producer organisation, this whole thing, Sean, could be over in 2 hours. All it takes is for one meat processor to quote the producer organisation. One meat processor. And the base price of $3.45 is not working. It's not floating. The farmers are not going to accept this because they want their cost of production covered. But to issue a fresh legal threat last night is quelling our efforts. It's hindering our progress. And we want to make progress. The Beef Plan movement is the first farm organisation in 30 years to fight for beef farmers in this country, to fight for what's right. And we're seen as a threat, because we are gaining ground here and we are having huge wins. And through the recent negotiations, we've had wins, we've had positive proposals, and we want this agreement to work.
Okay.
And we want the farmers to make
profit on that farm. We want them to remain sustainable. Yesterday, I met with President Higgins. We had a private meeting. I met him at the ploughing. I have to admire him. He supports farmers and their farm families. He gave me advice yesterday. He wants us to go out there and make this work and to break the impasse. He wants this to happen. He supports the whole thing. He's supporting farmers. We are trying to do our best here.
Okay, I need to hold you there because I have other voices that we need to hear from as well. Stay with us, Dermot O'Brien there of the Beef Plan Movement. Angus Woods, you are a cattle farmer yourself in County Wicklow. You're also chair, as I say, of the IFA's National Livestock Committee. You say you're representing the silent majority of farmers who want to clear cattle and get back to normal. But clearly, nobody has managed so far, despite a lot of people's best efforts, to persuade the farmers who are picketing at those meat plants to stand down those pickets.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, clearly, Dermot has outlined his position from the beef plants' perspective. There are a significant number of farmers in severe financial difficulties at the moment because they're unable to move cattle. They're seeing they're reaching deeper and deeper into their overdraft facilities to try and keep the farms moving. There are significant farm management difficulties with a build-up of stock which should have gone through the system. And they are saying very, very clearly to me what they wanted was that farm organisations would unite, come up with an agreement and get the system back moving again. The agreement at the weekend, it did all that. It did every single farm organisation that was in the room on Saturday and Sunday agreed to the agreement that was there. Farmers were united in that room, and clearly the aim and the ambition now has to be to get the cattle back moving again, because the financial difficulties at farm level are really, really bad now at this stage for a lot of farmers.
Angus, what about the issue, and we heard it there just a few moments ago, we heard it yesterday as well from other contributors, really what it comes down to is the base price, and until that's addressed, it looks like these protests will go on.
Clearly, everyone knows and everyone acknowledges that the low prices received by farmers for their produce is great difficulty. But there is a significant number of farmers who need to move stock now at this stage. The price of cattle is under severe difficulty right across Europe. It's a European-wide issue now, and we need to get farms able to move stock and get the system back up. We're going to be in the middle of the weaning sales within a very short period of time here, and the people that purchase the weanlings are the same people that cannot sell cattle at this stage, and the whole system could slowly grind down, and we could see where weanling producers are going to find it very, very difficult to get sales for theirs. So this is bigger than just the finishers. This is going to impact at every single beef farm up and down the country, and it can't continue to roll on day after day after day. We need the system up and running again.
Mark McGowan is on the line as well. He's Managing Director of Scholarstown House Hotel in Drogheda in County Louth. What's the situation there in regard to what you can and can't have or have had to take off your menus, Mark?
Hi, Sean. First of all, I'd just like to say we've sympathy with the farmers as well. We're fully behind them. But the fact of the matter is that over 50% of the restaurants in Ireland won't have beef on the menu for next week. I think it leaves us in serious risk. And the interest of tourism, I think that it needs to be lifted. We need resolution here, especially the fact that this coincides with Taste of Ireland, or Tasty Ireland from Fall to Ireland. It's a very bad timing in terms of the promotion that they're trying to do. A lot of restaurants across the country are coinciding with this. We're coinciding with this, and all of a sudden we're forced to reduce our options, you know.
Would you or have you got plans in place to use non-Irish beef on your menus if necessary?
Well, the fact that it is coinciding with Tasty Island, I think what's important to us as restaurateurs is that what we do source is beef from the island of Ireland. And if it means that we have to go across the border to get beef, well then so be it. We have our own businesses that we have to run. We have wages that need to be paid. And I think it's very important that we have a good, firm offering on our menu
that Irish beef is something that should be celebrated. It should be celebrated in Irish menus. And if we can't do that, I think we're at risk of losing business. So that's the fact of the matter, you know.
So have you found a source for beef across the border?
I mean, people are knocking on the door every day regardless. You will have people coming across the border, representatives from various organisations that are looking to get their products in place. So I can't see it being an issue from that side of the border. But we don't want to bend that road, Sean. What we want to do is celebrate Irish beef from the south. And we just need this resolution put to bed, and we need to put to bed rapidly in the interest of jobs, in the interest of our international reputation, Irish business. There has to be a resolved rapidly.
Yeah, and what's happened in your own establishment there? Is beef still on the menu?
Beef is still on the menu. What we've looked at doing is we've had pre-meeting with between chefs and management. We have we've two elements to our business. We have a fine dining restaurant and we have a gastro lounge. So in terms of burgers or something, I suppose, that could be frozen down. But in terms of the higher aspects, we have a two-rosette restaurant. I'm not going to be freezing my product. That's the last thing I want to be doing. We want fresh. We want the best of ingredients going out that that we can provide for our customers. So we'll have to look at alternatives. We haven't had to do so yet, but I'd say from Monday, from what I'm hearing from my suppliers, it's a huge possibility that we'll have to start adjusting.
And what about supplies of other produce, like, say, lamb or chicken?
Well, lamb it's not fully in season at the minute. Chicken won't be an issue for us whatsoever, by all accounts. So I suppose there's a huge possibility we'll all become vegetarian very quickly, John.
Yeah, and tell me this, are there many people in your industry, just from talking to colleagues in your own experience, who are seeing bookings cancelled and people saying, look, you know, we're just going to wait until this thing passes?
Not as yet, but I have two hats, I suppose, of a restaurant association hat on as well. I spoke to one council member yesterday who has a chain of restaurants and he has a bulk buy up to almost €30,000 worth of meat. So that's the fact of the matter, that the last thing we want is people panic buying as well, you know.
Yeah, and I'd like to go back to you, Dermot O'Brien, spokesperson with the beef plan. There are reports this morning that some people on the picket lines have been wearing masks to hide their faces. Now, do you have any information on that?
Sean, I want to stop all the negativity right now. Two words, Sean. Producer, organisation. Minister Creed, authorised and approved a producer organisation very recently. If the meat processors will engage and quote the producer organisation, this whole thing will be over by this evening. Martin will have beef for his menu. Angus has said to the weanling man, he will have a price for his weanlings at the mat when he goes out, or she goes out. Producer organisation.
Yeah,
two words, and the whole thing is finished.
Yeah,
so we want the meat processors to come out now and quote us and support the farmers. Come out and support the farmers now. And
okay,
this whole thing will be finished. And this, the other thing I want to say...
Well, so you hope, because you see, the thing about it is, and let me just put this question to you, another two words, obviously, in all of this are beef plan. You are the guys who started this whole thing, arguably with very good reason, because you felt you just couldn't go on. But it seems clearly at this stage that you started something that you had no capacity to control. It's got out of your control now, and God knows where it's going to end.
No, I have to correct you there, Sean. The Beef Plan Movement conducted a 12-day protest, which is a peaceful protest.
Yes, and it started as something then that just took off, and it's beyond your control.
No. We agreed, in order to get to the negotiating table, that all protests would be stood down, and we did that. We worked to do that, and we stood down all our protests after 12 days so that we could go to the negotiating table. But since then, individual farmers have come out. Farmers from different denominations have come out on the picket lines so that they could fight, because they knew that if farmers gathered together, and gathered together they did, they had power. The power came back into their hands to fight for themselves and to fight for a living, which they have done. And, you know, they need to come off of those picket lines now. They need to return to their homes and to their families and to their farms. I also need to return to my home, my farm, and my business.
And how come you and colleagues have had no success in persuading them to do just that?
Because they need a fair price for their produce.
the meat processors have to quote the producer organisation, and they have to do it today. So I'm going to ask, there's going to be a Dáil sitting this afternoon. I'm going to ask every politician that's going to sit in the Dáil today to use every bit of influence they have for the meat processors to come out and quote that producer organisation, okay, so that this impasse is blown out of the water and finished. We need to go back to where we were, farming the land, doing what we do best, producing a high-quality product so that Martin can have quality beef on his menu.
Okay, well, look, thank you all for joining us on the programme. That's Latterly there, Dermot O'Brien, spokesman with the Beef Plan Movement. Also, my thanks to Mark McGann, Managing Director of Scholarstown House Hotel in Drogheda, and also thanks to Angus Woods, Chairman of the IFA's National Livestock Committee.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.